is supposed to have a business personal property account because they have furnishings that they write off with the IRS. And my statutes also say that if you collect state sales tax, you're commercial. Okay. That's what I'm going on.
Excellent, because there's another point I'd like to go over with exactly what the state tax statute says. Because the great thing about how our legislation is written is that the Missouri tax, the Constitution and the tax codes are written so that each word has weight in its plain and ordinary meaning. So you don't have to have hidden meanings or interpretations that's necessary. And when you look at Webster's Dictionary, a residential property, there's no mention of number of nights that constitute living. Residential is used as a residence, and a residence is a act or fact of dwelling in a place for some time. That's only some time. Now, you might also say, well, what about transient? Well, transient actually means passing through or by a place with only a brief stay. And these vacation homes are the destination. They're not a pass-through to another destination. In addition, it says room or rooms. A room is a partitioned part of the inside of a building. These are full structures and full properties, a full building, not a partitioned part of inside of a building. So it's very clear, and this has not been challenged yet at the legal state law. I understand that, but looking at this as the plain and ordinary meanings of the words, room and rooms does not apply. It does bring up the question, should we even be charging sales tax, period? And that has not even been challenged at this time yet. But I think it would be more beneficial for everyone to not challenge that at the moment and look at, you know what, this doesn't apply to vacation homes because it's not room or rooms either.
Okay. Is this something productive that we need? Okay,
yes, yes. I'm just questioning whether she's looked at the Missouri State Lodging Manual, where their statute 315.005 defines what a guest room is, what a lodging establishment is, what a transient guest is, and the license is required. And that's all.
Okay. Here's what I would suggest. I mean, given that we've had this debate over the years, in any event, the main thing I wanted you to do is be able to say this, and I wanted you to be able to say it because we're live on the Internet, and I wanted
Absolutely.
You to be able to express your opinion. So I don't know, at least as far as it may change with the other board members, but as far as what we're here doing today, we're going to, at least I'm going to stick with what we've done in the past as far as classification on these. And given that it has, I've read way too many tax decisions off the tax website and then some case law that has to do with various things, which everybody has their own interpretation, it seems like, but we don't have anything up to the Supreme Court. We don't have any legislation. We don't, you know, we're down here floundering to figure mm-hmm. out what's best. Given that, is there any discussion by the board on this? All right, I would make a motion that we classify this property as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
I'll second that.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
May I make one more statement just so it's broadcast record?
Sure.
Yeah, thanks. So I know you mentioned that part of your decision, too, is because our assessor's office does not have the manpower nor the time to be able to do these things. But I do want to push back that that's not a good reason, same as you say the good reason, that you have to follow the statutes even though there might be economic hardship on the part of the owner, as you expressed on earlier calls as well. So I just wanted to push back on that emotional part that you guys are using in your decision, and it doesn't work for others' decisions.
And let me clarify it.
Absolutely.
There are people that make economic arguments and things like that,
sure.
but I've already indicated that, unfortunately, it's not something we do. I can't do anything about the fact, I'm not telling you that my decisions or our decisions or have anything to do with the fact that she doesn't have the manpower. That's just a reality. She doesn't have the manpower to do a lot of this stuff. And I'm not, and then she makes choices as to what she's going to focus on and what she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we don't control that part. We're independent from the assessor's office. We're just here to determine if the taxpayer has presented information that we can change her decision. And we did change her decision, but it's not, we hadn't gone the full way that you wanted us to go to in this particular instance. So, yeah, I agree. When I mention that, I just want to make clear that it doesn't really factor into our decision. I'm just saying that she doesn't have the manpower, or a lot of them don't have the manpower to do the nightly, because she can't sit up and look at the nightly rentals all night as to see who's on the websites to know. Mm-hmm. We get that, okay? And I do think that there has been an effort to try and classify all of the properties that are being used in a night rental program in the same manner. But I think things are, she can't know about everything. I understand that. But I don't know of any discriminatory. You haven't appealed, you haven't stated discrimination.
No, not on this
one. That's really what you're talking about. And I don't know of anything that I see, and certainly not an intention to discriminate or some overwhelming discrimination. There may be things that are missed, but any other questions, guys? Okay, do you have the next one? Or
which one's the next one?
Pickett.
Yeah. Michael Pickett?
Yes, I do.
Okay, again, is this a single property in Taney County that is being used in nightly rental program?
Correct.
Okay.
So this does say teleconference on it, though.
Yeah, it does have a teleconference here. Is that not your number?
No, it is his number.
Okay, so he does want to be called.
Yes, please.
Okay. Michael?
Yes.
Okay. This is David Akers from the Taney County BOE. I think we may be calling a little bit early for your time. Is it an okay time for you to talk about this?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. And I think you have somebody here, that a property manager that was that is here talking on your behalf. Or
correct.
That you want to call. Okay. Just so you know, we already had the first one on this list, and she has made the arguments about the residential, classifying as 100% residential. Do you own any other properties in Taney County, or did I ask that?
No, I do not.
Okay. What we did 4 years ago, because we had so many of these and we still do, we made a decision that if you own one property in Taney County that you put into a nightly rental program, that we do the first one 25% commercial, 75% residential. And if you own any other properties in Taney County that you put in a rental program, they're 100% commercial. That's what we've been doing on the first one. And since you only own one, you would qualify under what we've been doing for the mixed-use classification. Do you have anything else that you wanted to say on that before we make a motion?
Well, yeah. I mean, we bought this property in 2008 as a vacation home.
Right.
And because the taxes on it kept going up was what forced me to go into to sign it up in a 90 rental program. And y'all frightened us right out of being able to afford a vacation home with the high taxes.
I
don't think it's fair to me, a property owner, to have to pay these exorbitant tax rates just because this tax assessor is on a tear trying to get everybody to be classified as commercial.
Okay, let me address a couple of these. First of all, so you know, we're a citizen board. And we are allowed to consider things that the statute allows us to consider when making these assessments. And we have a lot of people that will make financial hardship arguments, but unfortunately we really don't have any leeway on that end. I mean, either you make the choice to have a commercial venture or not. We're not really part of that. But on the flip side, as citizens of this county, we greatly appreciate you owning here and being a part of this community and having a home here. And our decisions that we made for the nightly rental giving a break on the first one, basically, because we assume that you and family, people, friends that will use that property, yourselves as well, we give that mixed-use classification break. But any if you own more than that than in a rental program, we assume that it's a commercial venture, and that's how we look at it. But there have been lots of people that have made arguments in this both ways, and I have been encouraging everybody to talk to their legislator about getting a hard and fast rule as to what we do in this situation. But so far, nobody in the legislature has done anything. So do you have any other questions or comments that you'd like to make?
No, I'd say if that's the best y'all can do, I mean, I have to live with that.
Understand, too, that just because we do the mixed-use classification, that 25% commercial, if you're concerned about that raising your tax bill, that doesn't necessarily equate to a significant raise, and sometimes even gone down, because the majority of it is the school district, and they set the levies after we have our session this year. So it may or may not really change much, but that's what we're doing. Does the board have any questions for the taxpayer?
No.
Okay. I would make a motion that we classify this property as 25% commercial, 75% residential, mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We've given that break on the first one. If you have any, you'll get a decision if you wish to appeal that decision to the State Tax Commission. It'll tell you what you need to do and how to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
We did this year before last. Are we going to have to do this again, ever?
Okay.
If
the assessor's office gets information that you have other properties that you have purchased for and put in a nightly rental program, then you could. The assessor has a different viewpoint on whether or not. The assessor believes this to be a 100% commercial endeavor, and the taxpayer, such as yourself, believe that it's a 100% residential, and that's the way we should tax it. So as to whether, I can't tell you whether or not you're going to get another assessment. We only deal with what's in front of us, and that's an appeal from something the assessor has done.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Take care. Thank you. Okay. Next one on the list is Joseph and Marcia, Overland Park. Is this another one of you?
It's just one.
And is this 14? Not sure, market value. Does it look good? Does it look like this is the only one?
Yes.
Okay.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Okay, I didn't dial a one that time. Shouldn't have to. Okay, I'm not sure why it's doing that then.
Jen, can you bring the application back up? Please double check the number.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again.
That one said all circuits are busy, so I don't know that it's. You're making me get my glasses out. I'm just giving you a hard time. Okay. The one I have on here is the 8934. Yeah, it's that.
Oh, is that?